we're still a ways away, and yet the 2012 primary and caucus schedule is getting closer all the time. It looks like the Iowa caucus might kick off in early January, then followed by New Hampshire and South Carolina. New Hampshire will still keep its status as the first primary. That means it's still an important state and one that Mitt Romney has, at this point, never run. It might change, though. He's gotten a big endorsement from the state's former governor, John H. Sununu. And John H. Sununu joins us now. He's also the former White House chief of staff under President George H.W. Bush. Sir, good morning.
Good morning. How are you down there?
And we're doing well. Thanks for joining us. I have to say John H. Sununu to distinguish you from your distinguished son, John E. Sununu, right?
That's correct. I'm the old and wise one.
Well, let's talk about your endorsement of Mitt Romney and why you think that he would be the best candidate at this point. Are you endorsing him? Do you think he's got the best chance to win primaries or because he's got the best chance to win the general election in 2012?
I endorsed him because he's the best one running to be president as a conservative Republican president to fix the mess that President Obama is leaving us. He's the best man running. He's the best man to win. And we need this today.
And yet, we're speaking with John Sununu, the former governor of New Hampshire. And yet, it's his conservative credentials which have come under fire from so many people in the party itself that he's not quite conservative enough.
Well, this is the kind of in-house fighting that happens in any primary cycle. But the fact is if you just take a look at Mitt Romney's speech at the Citadel, where he focused on national security, talked about having to rebuild our depleted Navy and our Air Force and our military personnel after Iraq and Afghanistan, it's clear he understands that national security is the principal responsibility of the presidency, a very strong Ronald Reagan peace through strength position. He's committed to cutting spending. He knows that you can't cut taxes, you can't flatten taxes if you don't cut spending. He's committed to that. He's talked about a 5% cut in discretionary spending as soon as he gets in office. He's committed to repealing Obamacare. He's right on the issues I care about, like making sure we don't get cap and trade. He kept Massachusetts out of the regional greenhouse gas initiative. He's right on the family issues. I'm very comfortable with Mitt Romney as a conservative Republican presidential candidate and as a conservative Republican president.
Then why aren't New Hampshire voters comfortable with him? And why down in South Carolina are numbers polling away from Mitt Romney as Republicans, voter after voter, they're looking for an alternative? There's just something not right about Mitt Romney to the GOP. He doesn't ignite the base.
Look, he is up ahead by double digits in New Hampshire. Things cycle up and down, but he's very strong in New Hampshire. He's behind by about 3 or 4 points in South Carolina. There's a long race ahead of us. He's been through the process once. He's running a good campaign. There are cycles up and down in the campaign. There's you know, the one time you really worry about the numbers is on election day. And I'm very comfortable that Mitt Romney is not only conservative, but he's going to be the winner of the primary process.
Well, let's explore his matchup with Obama. We're speaking with John Sununu, who's the former governor of New Hampshire, because one of the most common criticisms of Mitt Romney and worries for the conservatives are that his health care plan in Massachusetts is too similar to Obamacare. So if the Obama's health care plan becomes sort of a central topic in the 2012 presidential election, Mitt Romney loses out.
How do you compare something that was less than 70 pages at the state level to something that was 2,100 pages at the federal level? That's just ridiculous. But let's match him up against Obama. President Obama had zero experience making decisions as an executive. Mitt Romney served as a governor. I am absolutely convinced that governors make the best presidents, a la Ronald Reagan, or if you're on the liberal side, FDR. FDR certainly demonstrated the strength of bringing the experience of a governor to the White House, and so did Ronald Reagan. Mitt Romney has been on the business side. He's had to make decisions in reducing business bureaucracies as well as government bureaucracies. The big failing we have in this president is that he doesn't know how to make a decision, and frankly, he doesn't know how to order a hamburger without a teleprompter. This presidency's been terrible.
All right, John H. Sununu, former governor of New Hampshire, former White House chief of staff under President George H.W. Bush. Let's talk, and you speak quite passionately about the mess you say that the president has gotten the country into. What about the mess that the GOP has made of the early going in the campaign? Are you speaking strategically here in the sense that because Mitt Romney is experienced, there's little time for Rick Perry to be tested out by the voters in the early going in the campaign? And in fact, he already has a fairly questionable record in terms of ups and downs, that you want the GOP to make a decision early on Mitt Romney and live with it as the best option?
No, they're going to make a decision over a relatively long primary process. The new rules under the primary process for the Republicans is that this will probably take a lot longer than it did last time. But he is starting in Iowa and New Hampshire, going through South Carolina, then Nevada and Florida. It is a long process. But the fact is that that it is important to win New Hampshire. Everybody understands it. I feel very strongly that he is the best man to be president. I've endorsed him, and I'm going to help him do that. For somebody to say the Republicans have made a mess of the process already seems to forget the disaster of the Democratic process last time, but Obama continued through that to win. So you don't judge a presidential campaign by the early days of the primary.
And yet one thing that has been a common concern, even among conservatives, we're speaking with John Sununu, who's the former governor of New Hampshire, has been what seems to be a rift in the conservative party, that there are the so-called Tea Party Republicans and then the rest of the party, and they're having a tough time finding a candidate who meets the whole checklist for everyone who votes Republican.
That's what the process is for, and there are a bunch of candidates in the Republican Party, any one of which would be a better president than what we have now. The process will work. Mitt Romney will come out, I'm absolutely convinced, as the winner, and frankly go on to be a great conservative president to fix the mess we have.
Who's a stronger pair, Mitt Romney-Santorum or Mitt Romney-Kaine?
That's up to the nominee to pick. If I had the right to pick a vice presidential candidate, I'd have more power than I really have.
John Sununu, at least he has the power to endorse and hopefully up the fundraising for Mitt Romney in New Hampshire. At least I'm sure that's what Romney's campaign is hoping. John Sununu was the governor of New Hampshire and a former White House chief of staff under President George H.W. Bush. Thank you so much.
Thanks for letting me on. It's great to hear McRibs are back.
I somehow knew you were going to say that.